Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Sandy Pasch, who worked as a nurse before she was elected, says banning mandatory overtime is at its core a safety issue for patients. As the hours add up for nurses, Pasch says they're not going to be as sharp as they were at the beginning of their shifts. But she says the plan she's sponsoring also aims to address the nursing shortage in Wisconsin. Pasch says mandatory overtime makes nurses feel like they've lost control of their lives, which makes them less likely to want to stay in the profession.
What this bill does is it says to hospitals and to nurse managers and to the people who are out there staffing that you cannot rely on just keeping the existing staff there for hours and hours and hours. You have to plan ahead.
The proposal has hospitals concerned, especially in more rural areas that are short-staffed to begin with. Skip Yolberg is an administrator for St. Joseph Hospital in Chippewa Falls. He says mandatory overtime is rare in his hospital.
It is a method of last resort, but it is a tool that sometimes we do need to use for the safety of our patient, because I'd rather have a fatigue nurse than no nurse at all, or someone who has no experience running a balloon pump or some other type of equipment that, you know, is managing my life.
The plan has exceptions for emergencies, but hospitals say they're concerned that as it's written, they could be on the hook if they force nurses to work overtime during events like a snowstorm. The proposal does not cover voluntary overtime, meaning nurses would still be able to volunteer to work late. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.